Well, hello there. This is a midweek video. Very unusual. And this isn't brought to you by Moretti or Peroni. This is only brought to you by coffee. But I thought of something, and I think by the end of the week I might forget about it. That's what happens when you get old. Yes, I know I could write the idea down, but then I'd only throw it out. And it's just a quickie. What is the one thing that Femons use to create the chaos and drama that they seem to be causing everywhere today? Oh, I know what you're going to say. It's their tube. Well, of course, all Femons generally have a tube. And of course, they think that is their weapon. And that's what they use it as. And of course, all men like the tube. They can't help it. It's part of nature's drive. So men like the tube. They just don't like what it's connected to today. But that's not their most destructive weapon. Not to me. All right then, it must be their breasts. I mean, they're always getting them out, aren't they? Making them bigger, showing them off. I mean, when in doubt, get the breasts out. They're just water and fatty tissue. And they don't last. Gravity sees to that. They create the chaos and drama with their mouth. Take a look at these activists, they're always yelling down a microphone, and it's generally always a Femon. They spread lies and deceit, and innuendos, with their mouths. They try to shame men, with their mouths. They backstab other Femons, with their mouths. They spread lies about somebody, to cause trouble, to create chaos. When they lie to a man or their husband, they do it with their mouths. And a lot of us men know that Femons can't keep quiet. They always have to be running their mouths. They nag and moan with their mouths. Of course, you may think I'm wrong. And of course, I may be. But in my mind, think about it. Let's assume you duct tape a Femon's mouth up and then take her out for the evening. I bet you could get through the whole evening without any problems. And it would be very quiet. Femons do something with their mouths that men don't do that often. They scream. They yell. They're very loud. It's a way to force people to listen to them, even if it doesn't make sense. And it's a way to get attention that they crave all the time. It would be great if there was a tape the Femons mouths up day. Can you imagine how quiet things would be? Of course, I know at first when I said it, you thought pretty stupid. I would watch an episode of The View or Loose Women with their mouths all duct taped up. A lot of Femons, as men know, waffle on for a long time just because they like the sound of their own voice. And it may be because I'm getting old, but Femons' voices are always seem to be loud. Just a midweek thought, that's all. What do you people think? Crazy idea? I mean, those Femons in the marches always seem to have those blowhorns. They don't even need 'em. You have a good night, people.